Biden White House bans topless trans activist for inappropriate behavior at event for LGBTQ plus families. By Hannah Blow on June 13, 2023. The White House banned transgender activist Rose Montoya after he and other transgender activists flashed their bare chests during the Pride celebration at the White House over the weekend. Rose Montoya, a biological man who believes he is a female, attended the White House Pride event and was featured in a video in which he showcased his fake breasts. Other transgender activists, women who believe they are men, also flashed their bare chests, showing scars from undergoing gender affirmation surgery. Montoya covered the nipples of his fake breasts as he shimmied for the camera. After plenty of backlash across social media, the White House told the New York Post, "This behavior is inappropriate and disrespectful for any event at the White House." Further, it said those individuals in the video will not be invited to future events at the White House. "It is not reflective of the event we hosted to celebrate LGBTQ plus families or the other hundreds of guests who were in attendance. Individuals in the video will not be invited to future events," the statement added. The White House's decision appeared to follow Montoya's defense of his topless moment, which he posted to TikTok. "It has recently come to my attention that conservatives are trying to use the video of me topless at the White House to try to call the community groomers, etc. And I would just like to say that, first of all, going topless in Washington, D.C. is legal," Montoya said, using the opportunity to express that he supports the Free the Nipple movement. "Why is my chest now deemed inappropriate or illegal when I show it off? However, before coming out as trans, it was not," he continued, concluding that the outrage is simply affirming that I am a woman. "All you're doing is saying that trans women are women because, for some reason, people like to sexualize women's bodies and say that they are inappropriate," he continued, noting that his trans masculine friends were showing off their top surgery scars and living in joy. "I wanted to join them, and because it is perfectly within the law in Washington, D.C., I decided to join them and cover my nipples just to play it safe because I wanted to be fully free and myself. I had zero intention of trying to be vulgar or be profane in any way," he said. "I was simply living in joy, living my truth, and existing in my body. Happy Pride, Free the Nipple," the biological man added. At Rose Montoya Free the Nipple hashtag trans original sound, Rose Montoya. Montoya's website provides a general timeline of his transition, explaining that he came out as gay in high school and eventually began performing in drag. He came out as transgender in 2015 and then sought gender-affirming hormone therapy. In 2016, Montoya came out as bisexual, only to come out as non-binary in 2019. He has undergone several surgeries to appear more feminine, highlighting his breast surgery as well as other procedures, from feminizing his chin to having his trachea shaved, in a video posted to YouTube. Related, Rachel Levine pushes doctors, pediatricians to be proactive ambassadors for trans ideology.